Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How are you, Ed Cranepool?
Oh, it's just great to be down in Florida again. It brings back some great memories over the years. I spent 18 years in spring training over in St. Petersburg, and, of course, joining the Mets here in Port St. Lucie. I'm looking forward to it.
A strike to Alonso, and it's one ball and one strike. You've got Cleon Jones and Art Shamsky with you. How's it been to reunite with these guys again?
Well, it's good to see him. I see Art in New York, but, of course, Cleon comes in from Mobile, and we had a lot of fun today talking about rehashing some old stories, and we seem to be getting better as the days go on. I mean, I guess the longer you're around here. But just seeing some of the young players they have out here, some of the talent, really looks like it's going to be an exciting year. And here's one of the boys that, they're expecting a lot from.
Yeah, now, we got to ask this question gently.
3-1 to Alonso is outside. Ball four. It's a leadoff walk.
Now, Eddie and Pete Alonso spent a little time around the batting cage before the game. Pete sees one pitch in the first inning, crushes it. I don't know what the exit velo was, but it was pretty darn high. Did you talk about certain hitting mechanics that might have paid off with that home run?
Well, I don't know whether it paid off, but I did talk to him about offensive and defense. And as far as his offense, I did tell him to be ready for it. I said, if you know this pitcher, and he told me he played against him, and he was a sinking ball pitcher.
Rosario, it's a high fly to center. That's Pache backing up, shy of the track, just a step before he gets to the gravel. Pache makes a one-handed catch to retire Rosario. One out and Alonso back to first.
But I mentioned to him, Howie, that if he throws the first ball up in the strike zone for you and you know, because you know the speed that he throws, take a hack out of it and swing hard in case you hit it. You know, and I said, mentally, you got to prepare yourself to hit. You can't give the opportunity for a pitcher to get you in a hole. And in spring training, I told him this is the most important time for him as a player trying to make the ball club. Make a good impression on every at-bat. Take advantage of it. And then, of course, I said on defense, the same thing. You've got to go out there and work on this because everybody's watching him the first 2 weeks of spring training. And they expect a lot from this boy, and he's got some raw power.
One thing I'd like to know about you and 1969, Don Clendenin was the World Series MVP. He was a first baseman. First pitch coming to Tomas Nito is in the dirt. Bounces away from the catcher, Jackson, advancing to second with a dive head first is Alonso. A wild pitch moves him into scoring position. But as a first baseman yourself, what was your reaction to the Clendenin trade?
Well, nobody likes to see a trade, but we acquired a great hitter in Don Clendenin who came from a good ball club that stressed hitting. But the way Gil managed, he platooned in five positions. We had very few regular players, and that's what worked to the success of the Mets because we were a team. He was able to platoon. And Gil didn't like it. I mean, Don didn't like it when I played, but he sat down there, and Gil was the manager, and he believed in that strategy, and it worked for us.
Nito hit a little chopper toward third as Riley came in to field it, make the play to first. So two outs. Alonso advances to third base. And Arismendi Alcantara do a...
Getting excited about all of the pomp and circumstance about the 50-year anniversary this year?
I think so. It's great. You know, being from New York, people want to talk about 69. They always do. So it doesn't seem like it's 50 years, but it is exciting just to see the players. And I really appreciate the Mets, what they've been doing. You know, they're bringing us back and putting us into the whole organization again, which has been a lot of fun. And this weekend has been super for us. Cleon and Art and myself and enjoyed ourselves. We went to the minor league complex this morning, and we had a little talk to the guys, and they really were impressed. They paid attention. You know, sometimes, you know, guys would be looking up at the ceiling and stuff like that. And, of course, not paying attention, but we had something to offer to him and loved it.
Alcantara, it's another bouncer to third that Riley takes care of, retiring Alcantara, and the inning comes to an end. The great Ed Cranepool. Ed, Thank you very much for your time. I know you were trying to get a kidney. Is there some information about that that we can send out?
Well, I'm still with the Stony Brook Hospital and obviously the organ transplant area, and that's the area that people have to contact. And we hope we find a donor. I need a pinch hitter.
All right, Ed. Thank you very much. We hope that certainly happens soon. At the end of 4, Mets 3, Braves 2 on the WCBS Mets Radio Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.